Okay, I open the special meeting of the Board of Directors of Colorado City Metropolitan District Monday, September 5th at 6 p.m. I pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And let the minutes show that we have a quorum. We have one board member excused absence. I get an approval of the agenda.
I'll approve the agenda at this time.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda was approved.
I make a motion at this time that we accept the bids for baseball field and building.
Second.
Moved and seconded, discussion. Okay, so this is where we get into the presentation questions.
Okay.
Board, go ahead.
I have just one question on the turf installation that was crossed out. Is that under a separate contract?
What page are you on?
From 1.03 modification, I guess there is an information on it. Page 1 and 2?
Oh, that's weird. It's definitely included. I don't know why they crossed it out. That the turf installation is being done by Rocky Mountain Turf.
So maybe it's not going out for bid?
It's not going out for bid. These are going to be their subs, yeah. So if you'll see, one.
So would that be the reason why it's crossed out?
Is there subcontracting for Arc Valley, right?
Yeah, so GC is Arc Valley. Rocky Mountain Turf is one of, is there's going to be their sub.
And what they are is going to be the general contractor.
Yeah.
They'll handle everything.
So the way I'm reading it says the following information is submitted for each subcontractor that will be used in the work of the bidder. Will be used.
Okay.
So it, and it states Rocky Mountain Turf says it's in there. $614,900.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I was just wondering why it was crossed out.
I wonder if I scanned it wrong.
Yeah, I don't see it. I didn't see the cross out.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying now. So
yeah, the turf.
On the agenda
the turf installation. It's all crossed out.
What the hell? Because it's listed
to what it's deleted from the contract.
Yeah.
How about that?
When you presented it to us, the
shirt
is included.
Yeah, I assumed it was. I just thought that was unusual.
Yeah, I think maybe just those, like the seams have been sewn. I don't know why they have that crossed out. I'll have to ask the GC.
Well, I know that was, at the part of it was, they were wondering whether we wanted it sewed or glued.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened is they were meant to take out the glue part, but
yeah.
Keep the sewn.
They bring out all of it.
Yeah.
So, what do we need to do to fix this?
So, up above in 1.2, the seams may be glued or sewn. So, I think this was just additional information. Self-submitted in a single source warranty that guarantees the usability.
On the turf installation?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll have to clarify that. But above it just says glued or sewn. And then we did have that conversation. So, down here it's talking about sewing it, and we won't be sewing it, we're gluing it. So I think Jim's exactly right. They took out that we're going to be sewing it instead of gluing it.
So we're gluing it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the turf, Rocky Mountain Turf recommends for that.
So either way, it should be covered.
Yeah.
Yep.
Verification.
And you'll see to the back of this packet, I've actually known this, I think most of us in the board have known this GC most of our lives. He did like Falling Sports Complex, the Lavella Expeditionary School, so he's done a lot of bigger projects.
Oh, yeah, because I see here in this part here where they, including gluing, are unacceptable. So they had to get rid of that since you're going to glue it.
Yeah.
They had to get rid of that section because if you look on the fourth line down here, part of that was, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I get it.
That's the only question I had.
I don't have any.
So this page that shows the bid and the contract, this is null. It has to be bigger than this, right?
Yeah, there'll be a whole packet that we'll get. This was just their bid to submit to us.
And then it has a material and equipment supplier listing of scoreboard is Varsity, turf is AstroTurf Corp, and doors are McKinney Door. That's all within the bid. That's Arkansas Valley is going to pay for all that.
Yes, so this one price includes the outbuilding, the bathrooms, the trail, all of the turf. The only thing it doesn't include is bleachers and benches, and I ordered 8 bear-proof trash cans to replace those trash cans that are down there. Only because we got a grant from Outdoor Oetic, the Outdoor Recreation, and they're originally when we got the $100,000, they said it could be used towards construction. Then they came back and said the federal government said it couldn't be used towards construction, only standalone items. So we had to pull those out and buy those separately from this contract. And so we'll be using that $100,000 in isolation to purchase the non-construction materials.
Mm-hmm. So we really are depending on you.
Yeah.
You've done all the work.
Yeah.
So we're depending on you to manage this whole process of the bid and everything else. So
yeah.
The bidding process itself, you had 2 bidders, is that correct?
Yeah, the other one was $2,023,000, so substantially higher, and it was somebody out of Denver.
And who was it?
F&F Construction.
Yeah. I looked at their website, and nothing on there seemed to resemble a sports complex.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't dig into them too deep, but
yeah.
Whereas the Arc Valley specifically listed Rawlings Field.
Yeah, I did both these as one.
And I'm also familiar with one of the facilities that's listed in this bid packet. One of my former students is in a management position there, mm-hmm. and so I asked him.
Yeah,
a good company.
Yeah, he did Bank of the San Juan's up here, and they were really happy with his work as well, so he's done local work up here.
So I have no problem with this.
And we're continuing. I'm not managing the bid packet and the construction. We're still paying Amanda Atencio. She'll be managing it throughout, so she'll finish the bid packet process and the construction throughout the end. That's part of what we're paying her for.
And of course, it will have to go through. I mean, what will happen is we will end up having audit issues and stuff like that that you're going to have to help us with.
Yeah, we're working through it. Yeah.
And between the two contractors, you definitely feel like Arc Valley is the best.
Oh, for sure. And I would much rather use somebody who's local to our community that we know we can go back to, who's going to do what they can to help us.
And you're happy with what they offered to do and their prices?
Yes. And even though it says 1.8, there was some confusion on the amount of dirt they needed to bring in, so that should decrease approximately 100,000. We were hoping to get it by the time the meeting started, but they thought they had to raise up the field 12 inches. They actually needed to dig down 6, and so bringing in that amount of dirt was over $100,000. So we'll get an addendum to this probably tomorrow. So
that means that the Arc Valley bid saves about $278,000.
Exactly.
Over the other bid.
There was really no harm.
I commend you for going through all this efforts, and I guess that because you have and you put all the work, I think that we're trusting you to give us the best guidance as to how to vote here.
Yeah.
So that's.
We feel good about it. That's why we voted as a board unanimously last night to bring it again. Most of us have known the Ferris family our entire lives. They're good people. They're going to do right by us. And if anything, we'll go above and beyond, you know, just to make sure that we have what we need.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
That's
so
all
much.
I have, I think.
Yeah, now we have to get started on the next phase.
So we need to, as the board, CCMD board, we need to vote on whether to approve this contract with Arc Valley.
But you've already had a motion in a second.
Yeah.
So all you have is a vote.
Isn't that it? That's our next step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's vote. Ray?
Yeah.
Greg?
Absolutely.
Clint?
Yes.
And chair votes yes. So that contract is approved.
I make a motion at this.
One thing I'd like to do is I have check or MasterCard so we don't pay late fees. I'm sorry.
got 2 of us over here doing this.
That's the only thing. Just to keep
okay. I make a motion at this time that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Move and second, we're adjourned.
Thank you. We're getting started right away. So
checks.
Just one. I just need, because I like to pay the MasterCard early.
Okay.
Thank you. So that way we don't have a late fee.
That's fine. You should have started with this just one check.
That's what I was trying to say. That's why you were going like this.